Good day. This is Paige Estrotori, broadcasting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's jump right into our roundup of Australian industry news on this Monday, April 29th, 2024. Starting with the Australian Securities Exchange, jitters over the prospect of an interest rate increase resulted in significant turbulence today. The S&P ASX 200 plunged by 1.4%, and the All Ordinaries followed suit, shedding off 1.3%. This comes on the heels of recent consumer price index data stirring a market reassessment. Major banks, including Commonwealth Bank of Australia, National Australia Bank, Westpac and ANZ, suffered losses, as did industrial sector stocks. In the midst of this downturn, some managed to weather the storm. Newmont and ResMed, riding on the wave of positive earnings reports, sustained their market position. However, stock for BHP wasn't as lucky, dipping after an unsuccessful acquisition attempt of Anglo American. There's much happening on the corporate chessboard as well, with Metcash getting the green light for its Superior Food Services acquisition, despite the falter in its share price. On the flip side, the Australian dollar showed a teaspoon of resilience by registering a slight rise. As inflation erodes earnings, we see that the economy is under strain. Australians are currently grappling with climbing income tax rates and surging inflation, leading to a cautious outlook on their financial future. But not all news is grim. The federal government's revised First Home Super Saver scheme is soon set to power on. This beneficial resource for new homeowners allows couples to sweater up $100,000 of pre-taxed income in their superannuation. It's a financial life belt in a sea of high property prices and challenging deposit savings. Financial advisors stand ready to help prospective participants navigate this new avenue, so it's advisable to reach out to strategize how to bolster your savings and reduce tax liabilities. In other news, showing the increasing dynamism of the Australian superannuation sector, MetLife Insurance has successfully steered their ship into UniSuper's harbor, replacing the incumbent TAL and ending their 10-year collaboration. This transition underlines UniSuper's dedication to enhancing service for their members, leaning on MetLife's powerful digital capabilities and customer-focused ethos. This is Paige Estrotori wishing you a successful week ahead. Stay tuned to Financial Services Online for your daily dose of finance, insurance, superannuation, and money management news. And remember to check us out at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time.